I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Ever since its 12-day war with Israel, the Iranian regime's crackdown on its own people has gotten worse daily. Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran says it's because of fear.
After the war, they realized that there are many spies that find the government secrets and send it to Israel. They are blaming everyone.
The government accuses, quote, Zionist Christians of spying for Israel. Heart for Iran has heard of house churches raided and at least one pastor arrested and tortured so badly he shared names of other believers.
Some have just left their homes and cars where they are, and they just fled for their lives.
Pray for God's protection and courage for the Iranian church. And Nigerian prisons are unlikely centers for revival, yet inmates are finding Jesus and discipling others. Through Prisoners for Christ International Bible Institute, incarcerated students take 143 courses on evangelism, teaching, and discipleship to become inmate chaplains. Don Solomeyer, Director of International Affairs at Prisoners for Christ, says recently in a Nigerian prison,
they held a crusade with all of their inmate chaplains that have graduated. They got permission from the officer in charge to go cell by cell evangelizing. And then on top of that, then they had a full crusade out in the yard. So this all went on over like a week and a half.
Solomeyer says the Nigerian church is growing through prison ministry, and even prison officers noticed a spiritual shift. Praise God. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.